Joining us right now, Walter Leapart, the superintendent for the Merrill School System. Earlier this week, the school board voted not to make any changes yet concerning overcrowding and maybe moving the fifth graders up to the middle school building. You still have a crowding problem. So
what does this decision by the board mean, and what's next for the fifth grade? Because you still have a crowding problem.
That is correct. And what we're doing at this time is we're requesting for some community feedback on some thoughts and considerations that they believe we should be looking at before we go ahead and make a move such as taking the fifth grade up to the middle school. And so we're really opening the doors and saying, give us your feedback, give us some reasonable, sustainable solutions that we can consider, and we'll go from there. At this time, we don't have a specific timeline determined. I know that some of the reports came out of the board meeting that we were going to be picking this up at the November 17th board meeting. That wasn't finalized. Wasn't certain if that was going to be able to occur because the board is interested in hearing feedback from the community first before talking about it again.
So it might be a matter of a discussion point or public comment, but maybe no action that month.
I would highly doubt that there would be any action taken at the November 17th meeting. Again, it's, you know, the interest in getting that feedback first before any decisions are made.
Just how bad is that overcrowding problem?
Well, at Jefferson Elementary, we're using two portables to relieve some of the congestion that's there. The facility itself and the enrollment that we're trying to get into the building is actually at 109% capacity. And those numbers are determined based on small class size reduction programs in SAGE at the lower elementary, which is K through 3. And then we indicated approximately 25 per classroom for 4th and 5th grade. And so our biggest concentration is at Jefferson. Our Jefferson and Washington elementary schools have art on a cart and music on the cart. And so we really want to try to address a number of issues, providing enough rooms for regular instruction, be able to use a combination room that we could provide art and music in a room instead of just being on a cart. And that'll allow kids to do more extensive projects in art. You could set up for other activities that just aren't possible by pulling those resources into a classroom.
Based on the facilities you have and the enrollment projections, does this look like it's going to be a 2-3 year problem or a long-term problem?
Well, we want to be looking for ways to create stability in our elementary schools. We know that with stability comes better morale with the staff and with our students, and we can really focus on some of the more important issues such as getting ready for new assessments and teacher effectiveness. But as far as the numbers go, what we've seen is that the declining enrollment is beginning to soften. The numbers, fifth graders this year in relationship to the number of kindergartners this year, those numbers are very similar now. We did go through a time where we were losing 30 to 40 kids per grade level every year. We still have that issue kind of going on at the high school. But again, what we see is that there's this kind of a plateauing of our enrollment in the elementary. And in fact, we got a very large 4K class this year. That's actually one of our largest classes in the elementary school. So we can start looking at some predictability with our numbers. And so it's not like if we just hold out for 3-4 years, we're going to see enough space open up in the elementary schools to say, keep the fifth graders there. We can work with the staff and the facilities that we have. It's definitely a need that we need to address, and our goal is to create a solution that we can count on for a number of years instead of having to react every year or every other year too.
Sounds like based on facilities you already have, the best cost-effective option would be to move them up to the middle school.
And that's why we proposed that solution. We looked at what is something that's predictable, where do we have space so that we can be as close to cost neutral with the decisions that we make. There's very minor renovations that would have to happen to a couple classrooms at the middle school so that we can have those students up there, but it was right around the $12,000 mark to do that, and that's easily within the means of our maintenance budget that we have proposed annually. We would have some savings by considering the closing of those portable classrooms And then, like I said before, we are really excited about having an opportunity to address some safety issues, both from a physical safety and just, you know, weather and things like that, with having to have students walk from a portable on a daily basis into the regular building or the main building for items such as lunch and the music and in the gym. So we're really excited about having those conversations continue about how we can provide that best option for kids.
In the meantime, parents, I'm sure, would like to provide some input to the district. What's the best way to do that?
Well, we always encourage individuals to give us a call. You can always call either the central office or you can call your building principals. Sending an email, writing a letter is always fine. You know, some people are more comfortable calling their board members, and you're welcome to do that. We do ask that if you do call board members, it's easier for us to keep track of all that information if there's some way that you can also contact the school.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Again, I think that the most important thing is that we're really excited about moving forward in this district. There's a lot of great opportunities, and, you know, a lot of people are talking about some of the process issues that happen when you move kids. So, you know, what about recess and what about lunch and where are we going to put their hats and gloves and snow pants? And we do think that there's some reasonable solutions to those type of issues. And we respect those individuals that bring those concerns. They're very reasonable concerns to discuss. And we think that there's reasonable answers for those. So we appreciate people's feedback. And like at the board meeting, we had 5 or 6 individuals that had commented about the move, and we appreciate the courage and their willingness to share with us.
It's Merrill Superintendent Walter Leapart.